If you're still sitting there and waiting for Savior, just wait for Jesus, because if not Jesus, no one is coming to save you, my brother. Wagwan, wagwan, awesome. How are you guys feeling? Are you feeling Hyre? Are you Gucci? Because I'm Gucci. Anyway, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Okay, why am I so excited? What's up? What's up? Why am I all over the place? Like, I like when I start my episodes when I'm all over the place, when I'm so happy because I know something's good about to happen. But welcome to this amazing episode. This is episode 121, baby. How many more to go to 200? Okay. Chinese GP pressure. But this is episode 121 and I am your host, Awino Awiti. How are you guys feeling? So, first things first, guys, shout out to each and everyone of you who congratulated me on my TV gig. Those people who DM'd me like, congratulations, girl. Your smile was definitely meant for the TV Kinapetero, man, my day ones. Never forgotten about you guys. Shout out to all my supporters, people who encourage me, people who always clap for me. Ah, you know yourselves, man. Thank you so much. I don't take for granted. Please think I do it for you guys. I am because you are. Anyway, welcome to this episode. Today we're going to be talking about things that quietly saved me. Bruh. Have you ever sat about and sat down with yourself and just thought, okay, yeah, if I hadn't started doing this, I would be a mess. Like, things, like, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't get where I am today. I wouldn't get this far. So today I'll talk about things that quietly save me. And by the time I finish listening to my list, I like the list episodes. They're always so, they're so intimate. Like, I gave you things, my list, things that happen. Like, it's you seeing my life in full, like in everything. Like, it's a list that I curate, this list from deep. I dig deep into the soul, and I hope by the time you're listening, by the time you finish listening to this episode, hope you make a list of your own, of the things that quietly saved you. Because I think the idea is not, like, all healing is not loud or dramatic. Sometimes it's the quiet moments, the tiny habits or unexpected people that just shift everything. Like, it's the small things. It's always the, like, take notes. Like, it's always the small things. So, yeah, let's get into the episode. So, things that quietly saved me. Better, but they, I have a, the list, my list has 10 things, and better wait for number 10. Number 10 is special. Number 10 is hot. So, better keep listening till number 10. So, number one, the things that saved me. Number one, accepting that no one's coming to save me. The earlier I learned that, the earlier I accepted that no one's coming to save me, I locked in, bro. I said, man, me, I'm going. I don't care who's supporting me. I don't care who's rooting for me. I don't care who's clapping for me. I don't care who's encouraging me. No one's coming to save me. It's on me to get me where I want to go. So the earlier I learned and accepted that no one's coming to save me, bro, that thing has quietly saved me. Like, my life, me getting here is me, it's because of how earlier I accepted that no one's coming to save me, man. It's on me to lock in. So if you're still sitting there and waiting for Savior, just wait for Jesus, because if not Jesus, no one is coming to save you, my brother. No one is coming to save you, my sister. So the earlier I accept that, the better for you. Number two, things that quietly save me. Healing my inner child, bro. Oh, this is something I think that everyone needs to heal their inner child. Because, bro, childhood traumas are real. Childhood traumas are real and they can mess you up. So the earlier you start healing your inner child. If you need to go and unpack it on therapy, if you need to do the digging yourself, I did it myself. I can't still afford therapy yet, but I will go soon. I will go to therapy soon. But this is something you need to do. I actually have a full episode that I did 2 years ago, is it? 2023, I did an episode on healing my inner child. So yeah, that thing quietly saved me. I accepted things that happened in my childhood, things that I can't change, things that shaped who I am today, things that shaped the path that I am on today. I made peace with each and everything that happened in my childhood, and I'm good. And don't forget, like I said, healing isn't loud. Healing also isn't a it's a destination, it's a journey. Healing doesn't just happen once. And do you ever really fully heal? I don't think you do. It just gets better, but you know that some things you don't actually really fully heal from. Okay, so have that in mind. So if you haven't started that journey of healing your inner child, my friend, you better start it today, because it's not an easy path to take. You're going to have to unpack and unlock some childhood traumas you're not really ready to face, you're not really ready to talk about, you're not really ready to accept. So better get to it. Number three, things that quietly saved me: going back to church. Going back to church, like when I remember I went back to church in 2023. That's when I went back to church. Before that, I had not gone to church since Corona, when COVID was here. When COVID came in 2020, churches were closed, definitely. So since the time they closed churches in 2020 because of COVID, I had not stepped in church for 3 whole years, which is embarrassing. It is crazy. So back in 2023, I found my path and I just went to church on my own, man. I just went on my church, because I reached to a point where I was like, okay, here without God, there's nothing I can do, man. Like, I need. I've ever reached that point. I even saw someone tweeted on the other day that maturing is realizing that prayer and God, like, you can't survive without God. Maturing is realizing that you can't survive without God. You can't live without praying. You can't live without God. Like, having God as the center of your life. Maturing is realizing, because adulting, and one thing adulthood has taught me that is that you need to place God at the center of your life. You need to pray about everything, because this adulting thing, No one gets it right. Like, no one, like, there's no manual that came that, okay, adulting 101. Now, when you turn 18, number one, you should do this. There's no course like that, man. There isn't. So no one really gets adulting right. That's when you realize that, okay, as an adult, you really need God. You really need to place, you really need to have that superior being that you turn to. You really need to have God as the center of your life. Prayer. You need to be prayer, a very prayerful person. So so going back to church, placing God as the center of my life, as the savior of my life. Oh, that thing really saved me. Like, nowadays when life's not going well, I just go down on my knees. I'm like, God, man, I need you. Your baby needs you. Okay, guide me on fear here. I need to know what I need to do. Like, God, I need you. And he always comes through. One thing about God, he will take his time, but he always comes through. Ajayini let down. God has never let me down. And I don't think God has ever let me down. It might take time. He might readjust. You might pray for this and then God's like, ah. Mrembo, tulia bana. You don't know what I got planned for you. Like, you pray for something small and then God's like, sasa huyu dem. Anajuako kweli kenye nimemplani. Anajuako kweli. Relax. So, going back to church, having God, seeking God as my personal savior, that quietly saved me, man. That really saved me. And the time I went at that moment, yeah, it really saved me. Another thing that quietly saved me, forgiving myself. Forgiving myself, man. I think that is something I used to struggle with. Like, there are things I was so hard on myself when I did something. I was like, oh my gosh, it is so cringe. Like, what the heck were you thinking? What the hell is wrong with you? I will beat myself up when I did something. I will beat myself up. I will even punish myself. Have you ever reached a point where you punish yourself? I'm like, okay, I was supposed to eat ugali nyama today, but since I did that, but that thing, leo nitakula ugali mboga. That's just an example, but you get the point, right? So you just punish yourself. You don't forgive yourself. You're in that constant battle with yourself. You're not at peace with yourself. And then, you know, when you're not at peace with yourself, when you're in a battle, when you're battling with yourself, it's great. You're not going to love yourself, definitely. When you're battling with yourself, when you're struggling to forgive yourself, it's going to show. It's going to affect you because you're going to lose love for yourself. And when you lose love for yourself, you really stop caring about yourself. And when you stop caring for yourself, what happens, baby? You all know what happens. Your mental health gets messed up. Maybe you get depressed. You fall into depression. You start hating yourself. You start hating your guts. Please don't go down on that road. Please forgive yourself. Let's learn to forgive ourselves. The way you forgive that man. The way you forgive that lying Luo boyfriend of yours. The way you forgive, you keep taking that man back. The way you forgive him. That's how you should forgive yourself. You should give yourself as many chances as you give that man of yours, that boyfriend of yours. You should give yourself as many chances. Okay? So the moment and the day that I started, I forgave myself for my past mistakes. I really did make a lot of mistakes in my early 20s and in my teenage years. Ah, my gosh. I was the wildest horse. Ask about me, man. I was like the wildest horse. In my family, they know me as the wild horse. I'm the wildest person. I did a lot of things that I wasn't really proud of in my, but I was just a baby, man. In your 20s, you don't know shit. You think you know, but you actually know nothing. So yeah, I made a lot of mistakes in my early 20s and in my teenage years. But yeah, I forgive myself. I came to terms with it. I'm like, okay, now it already happened. So what can I do? So I forgive myself and I'm glad I did. Life has never been better since I forgive myself. So learn to forgive yourself. Another thing that really saved me, actually, I'm at peace now. I sleep like a baby. Another thing that quietly saved me is confidence, like being confident. That thing quietly saved me, man. It saved me. In fact, more than quietly, it saved me loudly. it's still saving me loudly. Being confident, like being when I sit and think about it, being confident has made me enter in rooms that I never thought I would. Being confident has made me achieve things that never in my wildest dreams I would have thought I would achieve. Being confident has made me, I'm now like as led me to be on TV. Being just by being confident, I got a TV gig. Just by being confident, I have done a lot of things. I have got a lot of opportunities because of my confidence. So yeah, being confident really saved me. And confidence can take you far, you guys. Confidence is something that will take you far. Adulting, maturing and realizing that confidence is something that you really need to have as an adult. It will take you far because with confidence, that's how you're able to speak up for yourself. When you're negotiating for a deal, you have to be confident enough to speak up for yourself, to negotiate. You speak up and say what you want and demand for what you want. That is confidence right there. With confidence, you can set your boundaries and maintain your boundaries with confidence. Confidence can achieve a lot of things just by being confident. So confidence, baby, confidence imenifikisha mbali. That's for sure. Confidence, that thing quietly saved me. Another thing that quietly saved me is blocking people who trigger me. Yeah, we should normalize that. Normalize blocking people who trigger you. Okay? That thing actually saved me. That I'm there watching maybe someone's Insta story and they're triggering me. Like they're making me second guess myself. They're making me start doubting myself. They're making me feel like I'm not like really like I'm not doing something with my life. Okay, I'm gonna block you. And yeah, it's not your fault, but my mental health comes first. So if you trigger me, I'm gonna block you. And I said, well, the moment I started doing that, oh. Life hasn't been more peaceful. Like my life is so good. The people I follow, the people like I love, and they don't trigger me. So if someone triggers it, normalize that, man. We need to normalize that. If you're triggered by someone, avoid them. Avoid places that trigger you. Avoid people that trigger you. It's that simple. So that is something that quietly saved me. I blocked people that trigger me. And then another thing that quietly saved me, journaling, man. Journaling. Saved me. Journaling and the music. Oh, the perfect playlist can save the day. Like life can be crashing. Life can be life can be so messed up. Life can be not going the way you want it. But once you listen to just that one song by your favorite artist, oh, life makes sense all over again. You're like, ah, at least have good music. At least I have good music. So music saved me. Music saves me every day, literally. Music saves me every day. Like I associate, okay, I think it's everybody, but I'm one person who associates music with the memories. Like music is something that will make me remember a certain memory, the way it happened because of that certain music. Like I was like, okay, in 2019, I was with my friend. We were chilling. We were doing, then this song was playing. I can't remember that moment. I can never forget that moment. So music saved me, and it continues saving me. And I think music saves a lot of people. So the perfect playlist, don't underestimate the perfect playlist. Do not underestimate the perfect playlist. It can actually be the answer. It can save you from a lot of BS. So music, the perfect music, and then journaling actually saved me. Like being able to just write down my thoughts, my feelings, and then going back and reading them, I'm like, oh, I'm glad I documented this. I'm glad I wrote this, because this was something I was dealing with at the time, and then I overcame it. Like, look at this, babe. And then in journaling, I'm able to practice gratitude. I'm able to be so grateful with whatever I do. I'm like, oh, so I did this. Oh, I'm glad I wrote it. So journaling and music, definitely. Those two things saved me. Number one, I forgot we are at number. But I have, I think, three more, if not two. Another thing that actually saved me is this thing that I do nowadays, is when I think of someone, I call them. Simple. I think of you, I'm like, okay, my grandmother. I miss that lady. I'll call her immediately. I'm like, Shosh, how are you faring on? Like when you cross my mind, I'll call you. When I feel like I miss you, I'll call you. It's that simple, because life, the thing that I'm learning about life is short. Life can be so short. One day someone is there with you. You're here. You don't know even if that is the last conversation I'm going to have with them. Life is that crazy. So when I think of you, when I feel like I miss this person, I'm going to call you and I'm going to tell you I was thinking about you. And then I just decided to check up on you and I decided to call you. And shout out to everyone who does that, who does this, because I have a couple of people who check up on me like that. They're like, oh, I was just checking up on you. That is like, that thing can make, literally, that thing makes my day. Like you were just sitting and then you thought about me. And then you called me and then you texted me. Oh, that is so sweet. So that is something that has actually saved me. It has actually helped my relationships with people, with family members, with my friends. So try it. I'll say you can try it. If you think about someone, call them, man. You don't know how that can make their day. You don't even know how, like, you don't know what struggles they are, what's going on in their life. And then you just checking up on them, that can just literally make their day. So yeah, to start doing something like that. So that quietly saved me, saved a lot of my relationships, a lot of my friendships, a lot of my relationship with the family. Yeah, so that works. And then another thing that quietly saved me, we are getting to number 10, the last one. You're gonna love it, so wait for it. Another thing that quietly saved me is consistency. Clock it. Consistency is the king of the game. Consistency is the king of the game. Consistency is the everything. It's the answer to everything, man. It's the answer to all your problems. So consistency saved me. I am here. The things I have achieved, it's because of consistency. I owe it to consistency. I owe it to never giving up. I wouldn't be here even on episode 121 if I hadn't been consistent. I wouldn't be having my new TV gig. I wouldn't be on TV. I wouldn't be a TV host today if I hadn't been consistent. I wouldn't have won the awards that I've won if I hadn't been consistent. Many of the things I have done, many of the things I've actually achieved, the far that I've come, all those things, I owe them to consistency, to always showing up, even if I don't feel like showing up. Like, honestly, this past week, I've been exhausted. I've not been feeling like recording an episode because a lot is going on. Like last week, I was preparing for the first TV, like the first show on TV, my debut. It had a lot of preparation, and then I still have film school going on, and then I still have a lot of content to shoot, I had a lot of things going on, and I wasn't even in the mood of recording the podcast. Like, oh my god, you guys, you just have to just give me time to relax. But then I was like, bro, I asked myself, if not for that pod that you want to give up, like you don't want to record, if not for that, if not for you showing up every day, you wouldn't have those things that you have now. So consistency has saved me, not even quietly. Consistency is the reason I am here today. It's the reason you're listening to this voice on the other side. It's because of consistency that I got this far. So consistency saved me, man. Being consistent, and it saved me in a lot of ways. Actually, it's not about even the achievements only. Consistency has made me get better at my craft. Has saved me on that. It makes me get better every day, picking up this microphone every week, recording. I get better at my speeches. That's how I landed on TV. I get better at articulating my words. If you listen to my first episodes, I didn't speak the same way I speak today. True or not true. So yeah, if you listen to the first episode, if you listen from episode 1 until episode 121, you can see the growth, the journey, and all that. I owe it to consistency. I remember when I started, I was so scared of even articulating words. I would stammer. There were times I even used to stammer on the pod, man, because I couldn't articulate my words well. You think you can speak well, you think you're good at English, and then you start a podcast, and then you realize, okay, I need to go back and consult my English teacher, my language teacher, because now articulating those words, putting them into meaningful sentences, that's where it's at. So consistency, man, consistency saved me, man. Consistency saved me, and it still saves me. So shout out to consistency, man. Shout out to consistency. Okay, last but definitely not least, drum rolls. Are you ready? Drum rolls. Okay, the final thing that quietly, and this is not even, but it's quietly, definitely the final thing that quietly saved me, guess what? If you know me, you know. It starts with you, man. Can you guess? Okay, the last thing that quietly saved me is Unspoken. Yeah. Unspoken podcast has literally saved me in many ways that you guys have no idea. You have no idea. And I can't even like that's a whole other episode on how Unspoken has saved me a lot of in various ways. Unspoken has saved my life in various ways. Like I was saying, like when I used to be in my teenage years, in my early 20s, I used to be so reckless, man. Me, I was the wildest horse. I was the wildest child, the black sheep, the wildest child, the don't care. I used to be that girl, and I've owned it, honestly. I can't come here and lie that I've lived a perfect life. I won't lie that I've lived a perfect life. I used to be so reckless in my early 20s, and I can't blame myself. I didn't know better. But then, when I started Unspoken, when I started the pod, back in 2020, of course, during COVID, but the time when I started, of course, like I've said that a lot of times on the pod, I don't want to repeat it. I started when I didn't have a purpose. I was just starting it because, of course, COVID was here. You had to find something else to do. And basically, most people went the online way. So that's how I landed on the pod. At that time, I didn't have a purpose for the podcast. I didn't really even do my research as such. But when I actually finished my university back in 2022, that's when I actually did. I even rebranded. The podcast wasn't called Unspoken. If you know, if you listen to the pod, you know it wasn't called Unspoken. It had another name. So I changed the name. I rebranded that and called it Unspoken. And the name Unspoken, it came from a deep place. It came from the battles I have been fighting, the emotions I had been keeping deep down in my heart, the things I had been struggling with, but I had no one to talk about, to the things I was dealing with as a person in her early 20s, as a young girl in university, trying to figure out life, trying to find herself, trying to find her identity. I didn't even know who I was. I didn't even know what I wanted. So all those things that I was bottling up, all those unspoken feelings, that's where Unspoken was born. If you didn't know now, you know, that's how I came up with the name Unspoken. It was just basically all the things that I had been battling, the unspoken emotions, had the things that I had in my heart, but I had no one to talk to speak to. At the time, okay, I've said that a lot of times, I was even not mentally okay. I didn't even know mental health was a thing at the time. I didn't know, but also it was something I was struggling with. My mental health was in the gutters. So all those things, they were just bottled up inside my heart. I was just reacting, and I didn't know how to. I didn't know how to handle them. I didn't even know I didn't know how to unpack them. That's when the now Unspoken was born. This was an outlet for me to speak about the things I had been struggling with, talk about my stories, the thing to grow, like to just a platform, a safe space for me to be myself, to talk about the things that I struggle with and how I'm able to conquer them. So that's when Unspoken came. And Unspoken, the reason I'm saying Unspoken quietly saved me is because of the things that I talk about here. The things I talk about here have led me to a journey of personal development. That have led me, because if when I talk about those issues on the pod, that means that thing I have identified, it's something I'm struggling with. So once I have identified the problem, now I have to look for a way to fix the problem. And how do you fix the problem? You do research, okay? I have maybe what's an example? Self-esteem issues. How do you deal with that? You start loving yourself. You start caring for yourself so that you can love yourself more. You start taking care of yourself. You start doing nice things for yourself. You start romanticizing your life. So starting Unspoken, coming from such a deep place. That's why I always say I can never change. People have told me, change the name of the podcast. There are a lot of podcasts called Unspoken. I've been told that a lot of times. But then I say, deep down in my heart, I know, like, you don't know where that name came from. It came from a deep place. By the way, when I chose this name, I never even thought about researching that. Okay, are there other podcasts called Unspoken? Maybe by the time I chose my name, I even branded Unspoken. Now, later on, I came to find out, okay, there are a lot of podcasts out there called Unspoken. But then I was like, okay, there's no other Unspoken like my Unspoken. All the Unspokens have different meanings. But mine has a whole other different meaning. And it came from a deep place. That's why it's like so dear to me. So again, the reason why Unspoken quietly saved me is it's because it makes me a better person. This podcast, oh my God, it's like the best version of me, honestly. this pod. Even I have a lot of people, my friends, they tell me, okay, you sound different on the pod. Like your energy on the pod is like a whole different energy from when I meet you in person. I'm like, yeah, because that's my baby. So yeah, it's like I always say, unspoken is like the best version of me. It's like the legacy I'm gonna leave in this world. So it makes me a better person, because I can't come on here and tell you guys, heal your inner child, like the topics I talk about, and then I talk about these topics, these values, and then I don't practice them as an individual. Like, who am I lying to? Like, am I, that's like me not serving justice to myself. I have to do this for me. Like, it makes me accountable. Unspoken has saved me, because Unspoken makes me accountable. The things I used to do in my early 20s, I'm like, okay, bruh, there's no room for that now. Now, there are people who listen to you, the people who admire what you do. Like, they kinda, you mentor some people. Actually, learned that I mentor some people. There are people out there who I mentor. So I owe it to those people that look up to me. I owe it to those people who listen to Unspoken every week to be a better version of myself. I owe it to them. So Unspoken makes me a better person, a way better person. It makes me accountable. I can't talk about things that I don't practice, things that I don't go through. Like I said, basically almost except for the Unspoken stories, all the stories I talk about here on the pod, the things I struggle with, the things I have conquered, the things, not everything is a struggle, the things are the good things, the bad, all the things, all those things are the things I have gone through. So I can't be here, I can't come here and lie to you guys that this is you. I have to be accountable. So that is another reason Unspoken has saved me. Unspoken has saved me because another reason. Unspoken has given me a purpose. Unspoken has given me a purpose. As much as sometimes life is gonna be, sometimes life feels dark, you feel lost. Many a times I feel lost. Sometimes I feel like life is just there. Like, you know, life, you know how life can be. But then I remember, but I have my baby. I have Unspoken. At least it's Unspoken is my light at the end of the tunnel. Exactly. That's the best way I can define it. Unspoken is my light at the end of the tunnel. Like, when I go through a lot of things in life, and then I remember I have this safe space that I've created for myself. I have this safe space that I've created for my audience, for my listeners. That only makes life worth living for me. It gives me a purpose. It gives me a sense of belonging. Like, I belong somewhere. I have a community I have created. People that love me, people that love my content. That's enough for me. So Unspoken is like my light at the end of the tunnel. So it has, if I start talking about how it has saved me, it's a long story. That's a whole other episode. Maybe it's gonna be our 200th episode. How Unspoken saved me. Anyway, guys, that's the last. Of my list. I think I had like 10 points, if not 10, I think 11. And I hope you've learned something. This was a fun episode. I just wrote the list, and then these things are just coming off from my head. But yeah, I hope you've learned something. And I hope this is a wake up call, a reminder for you to at least make your list. It's good to always make this list. They help you know yourself. They may help you know who you are and the journey you're gravitating towards, where you're heading. Yeah. It helps you know where you're heading and where you've come from. Okay, the progress you've made in your life. Make this list. When I give you a list of something, please make it a point to sit down with you. That is an assignment. Yes, class. That is an assignment. Okay. So yeah, when I make this list, like, make it a point to yourself that you're gonna sit down and just make a simple list. Still as much equation like mine, even if it's 3, 5. Or more, even more than 10, try and do that. I think they really help, actually. They really, for me, they make me, like, I can see my progress. But yeah, help, allow me to love and leave you over here. I really enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. And I hope you resonated with what I was talking about. And I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you definitely learned something. And of course, check out my social media platforms, Awino Aweti. I'm on a roll. I'm about to create a lot of content for you guys. So check out my Instagram, Awino Aweti, TikTok, Awino Aweti, definitely. And my YouTube and Spoken Podcast KE. And remember, if you like this podcast after listening to it, remember to rate it, comment. You guys aren't leaving me comments anymore. You used to leave me comments, but now when I don't say, you don't do it. So if even you can list, even comment down on your list of things that quietly saved you, I would love to know your perspective. Okay, and remember to also watch my TV show. How can I forget that? Check out my TV show every Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. only on Triple B TV, okay? I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. Adios. Okay.